right, on everything from emotional intelligence to psychology. Those are mainstays from a reading standpoint to help us not only better understand ourselves, but then to understand psychology and, like I said, the other side of just business. It touches all aspects of what we're interested in.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another edition of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so happy to welcome back Alvin Cavalier to the show. Alvin, so great to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. And likewise.
Yes. Awesome. Well, for those of you who haven't listened to Alvin's full show, you should be on the lookout for it. And in the meantime, we are going to do an Investing Shorts. And I'd love to ask you, Alvin, who just by the way, is a short-term rental. He provides turnkey investment opportunities in short-term rentals or Airbnbs. So that's his wheelhouse and he's really crushing it. So Alvin, tell us, what is a success that has contributed to your continued growth and development?
Education. You know, I'd have to lean back on it. And, you know, the way I sort of look at things as I've sort of grown over time is that, you know, education has been sort of the center of gravity, right, in every market and probably in the world. But more specifically for me, it's been the understanding of the different aspects of real estate, you know, whether it's traditional, short-term, and commercial, and just educating myself around what's happening in every market to contribute to what we're doing on a daily basis.
Awesome. Yeah. So what have been some of the pivotal moments that you've sought education out? And then, I mean, it sounds like something you do on an ongoing basis, but anything you can point to as like a go-to or how you decide to educate yourself?
It starts with a early morning routine.
Okay. Awesome.
I am up at 5 a.m. and I have a dedicated 30 to 45 minutes of my day before I start anything else, either listening to a podcast that I've tagged or filtering through bigger pockets or keywords that come up on topics that we're interested in, or a book that we've purchased or it's on the reading list. So that sort of starts the positive affirmation portion of the day to really get things moving in the right direction. And you know, one of the things that's important about that and what we found over time is that doing that first thing in the morning really starts to jog thoughts, right? Because the very next thing becomes exercise. And then as I'm out running or participating in exercise, jogging back to what was learned that morning really helps that thinking cap to start thinking about different ways, different applications of either what we're doing or looking at other aspects of real estate investing.
Yeah, I really love that. So you start the morning with, you know, taking in some new educational materials, and then the exercise can really help you kind of think creatively on it and integrate it and, you know, reflect on how it can apply to what you're currently doing or what you did or what you want to do. So I like that pairing a lot. Really awesome. And so, you know, you're saying a podcast or a book, are you typically looking at like real estate stuff or is it spiritual or personal development oriented? Tell me the gamut.
It's odd, you know, not all of it's in real estate, actually a small portion, but it's actually just, it's in business, right? Because I think that whether it's an investor or an individual, if they're interested in any market or any particular thing, the framework around their ability to be successful long-term is to understand business. So my goal is to understand the business of business across many different markets, because ultimately, as you know, markets touch each other, right? And you've got to understand the business of it. So the day that you start taking crypto, right, in your multifamily investments or in short-term rentals, you want to understand the business around it so you're prepared for that day. Otherwise, you know, it may be a day you're packing up to look for something else to do. So most of them are business, and then a lot of the others are psychology related, right? It's about, you know, thinking and people's thoughts as to why they do things and certain habits of successful people.
Love it. Yeah, that's very interesting.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Do you have any psychology or business anything that you've listened to recently or something that sticks out in your mind that you want to mention?
The Harvard Business Review. We've got the 2020 and 2021, or it's in 19 and 20 libraries of books, right, on everything from emotional intelligence to psychology. Those are mainstays from a reading standpoint to help us not only better understand ourselves, but then to understand psychology and, like I said, the other side of just business. It touches all aspects of what we're interested in.
Okay. So let me see if I can get this straight. So the Harvard Business Review, is it a compilation of books or is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
It is. And you can buy essentially the year's worth of their production.
Interesting. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit about, you know, how you get your day started, right? And education as being a major component of how you've gotten to where you are. Just really love to hear about Alvin. So thanks so much for coming on the show. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yes, certainly. So for our turnkey program, if you're interested, you can text into our turnkey community. The number is going to be 202-918-5027. Text the word turnkey and it'll pull you into our turnkey community, where you'll get access to current and future turnkey short-term rental /Airbnb deals. You can find me on YouTube, Coach Cav. That should be the only one. There's a litany of content there, from podcasts to some of our coaching calls. And on Facebook, Airbnb Plus Sharing Economy Live is where we share a lot of our short-term rental content, as well as some of our endeavors into the RV space.
Awesome. Did you say RV space?
Yes.
Okay. So you're getting into the RV space, like RV parks.
We have 3 RVs currently looking to grow the fleet. We're using them in the same capacity that we do short-term rentals, but RV parks are next. We've taken a good look at a lot of infrastructure up I-75. And one thing that we found, or at least gaps right in the RV park market, there's no consistency from a franchise standpoint. And especially in markets like Florida, they lack basic amenities in a market. For example, there's not an RV park that has a storm shelter, right? Who would think, right? In Florida, that should be something that should be an immediate thought for travelers that are traveling to those RV parks. But yeah, certainly on the radar to look at what building one of those out would look like.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, love talking to you, Alvin. Always thinking about new things and really appreciate it. I hope you all check out some of his stuff. Text his number if you're interested in a short-term rental turnkey investment. Thanks, Alvin, for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, luxe-cap.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.